All right, Cole. What are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, I want to thank you so much for coming here and keeping me company at my new job.
Oh, happy to do it.
Yeah. So it's a little bit cramped here, but man, I've always wanted to work in the entertainment industry.
Yeah. No, I mean, what we do is entertainment after a fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the crossover, and it's nice to see you. No longer work down at the cracker plant.
But I was a big wheel there. No. So we've got this panel up here, and we just have to watch these security cameras. We need to make sure that. So I've been told that these doors lock. Which is kind of weird. So the last guy who was here said that mysteriously around like midnight, most nights, like between midnight and 5 a.m., like mm-hmm. bad games would show up at the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah. Which is strange, but, so we're just going to look here. So we're looking at camera one, camera two,
okay.
The camera one, camera two scene from Wayne's World.
Camera one.
Okay. I'm glad that you got that on a repeating loop. So if anybody checks that camera, do they just think that Mike Myers is holding the camera and staring at it while he sensuously fucks Tia Carrera?
Noted sex symbol Tia Carrera.
Yep. Want to stand next to her fire. Foxy lady. Let's do it.
Ooh, yeah. See a man in the back.
Okay.
No, there's a shadow. Gary, pull that lever, quick!
Okay. I got a letter. What is this meter going down, though?
I don't. Oh, this is battery powered.
Oh, that's dumb.
I know, it seems so counterintuitive, right?
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense at all. Let's do it a bunch of times.
Yeah, at least like six or seven.
Yeah.
Okay, open up the lever before the battery runs out. Open up, let's see what's out there. It's weird. Okay. There's a Sega Genesis box on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, it's worse than we thought.
Oh, God.
I'm just going to edit in the large Marge sound there.
Yeah.
It's Barney hide and seek. No.
Enjoy this, YouTube teens.
YouTube teens. So Gary, you know, in my line of work, I work in marketing, right?
Yeah.
At least in the day job, you know, vocation, right? Comes from Latin, vox, for the voice of God. It is a calling. And apparently my calling is to talk to people who are now talking about marketing to Generation Z.
Okay, Generation Z, Generation Z.
Yep.
Gotcha. I'm still in intro mode. I don't need to be in intro mode anymore. Yeah. Okay, Generation Z, continue.
Okay, there we go. No, I heard that and I immediately my soul felt empty.
Because of Generation Z?
Yeah. And also the idea of marketing to them. So yes, Generation Z is YouTube teens.
Okay. So like, you know that you can buy action figures of Minecraft people? Have we talked about this?
Minecraft what? I'm sorry?
Players, like Minecraft Let's Players?
Like the Yogpod guys?
Yeah, sure. Huh. Like, I don't know specifically, but like people who are famous for playing Minecraft online, you can go to Target and buy action figures of them.
That's fucking crazy.
Isn't that interesting? Like I've been resisting being like, oh, this is stupid. Cause like I bought some dumb action figures when I was a kid. Like,
right.
And this is what people like. But when I was young, like if I would have known that like, oh, in the future, not only can you just play video games on the internet for a job, but like you will get so rich and popular that they'll make action figures of you.
So
to sell on Target.
I don't begrudge anybody their success. I still think that's really weird because isn't that kind of the equivalent of the McFarlane sports player team and things like, oh, here's McFarlane's action figure of Wilt Chamberlain. Right. And you're going to look at that guy on a shelf and you're going to say he played for a team and he fucked 20,000 women.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, especially when you're in his action figure, you press the button on the back.
Right. He just goes to town on your chocobo dolls.
Other action figures. Yeah.
Yep.
under Daryl Strawberry, like rookie major league player.
Oh, just grabbing onto Pete Rose's hair.
Yeah,
from the
and
back.
It's all consensual. They're not making
yeah,
jokes.
No,
they're
no, making, but yeah, some people
action
make it
figures fuck each other jokes.
Yep.
He seduces all of your other.
Oh yeah, no, he's being... action figure Wilt is a smooth operator.
Yeah, pretty good. The it is like that. It's also like if those people are under any illusion that they're not just for kids, like that would shatter it,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if they think that they're actually video game critics and like the way I play Minecraft is for the commentary and I'm you know not just.
Mm-hmm.
Literally babysitting, you know, tweens.
Mm-hmm.
That should divest them of that illusion. But like, if we look down on every single person who did something kind of odious in order to make a living, like that'd be so many people. So like,
yeah,
we,
I mean,
it's, I don't think it's
I've got
that much
I've got
worse
shit
than,
to do, Gary.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's that much worse than like what a lot of people would do for mm-hmm. jobs or what I've done for jobs.
Yeah.
It's just so underlining the fact that like, oh, this is TV now. Like mm-hmm. this is TV for kids is watching British people mostly play Minecraft.
That's the weird thing, right?
Yeah.
Like I work at a place where there are a lot of kids around and when they talk about Minecraft, they have British accents.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It's very big.
I wouldn't have thought like I really wouldn't have thought 5 years ago that this would be the world that it is that I would have. I mean, I don't have any illusions. We play games and kids play games too. It's something we all share. But like that I would have Minecraft knowledge as common ground with an 8 year old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who would have thought? I don't even have that. I never have the common ground. I'll just meet a little kid and think I'm going to talk to him about video games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just bring up a bunch of Minecraft Let's Players I've never heard of.
Yeah. Minecraft is Call of Duty for kids.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely the one thing that they will play to the exclusion of all else.
And it could be way worse, right?
Well, like, I mean, I know like a bunch of little kids also like way into Five Nights at Freddy's and I'm like, I can't even play that game.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, like cool 13-year-olds who are all about like monsters and shit. Like, yeah, you rock on, little dude. Like, you got to figure it out. And then like, oh, I can't. Like, I know what Five Nights at Freddy's is, but I'm.
Yeah, like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I got, you know, 25 minutes into the first one. Like, you know, that's not true. I got a little bit further than that,
yeah.
But I had a very hard time with it. And then afterwards, I was like, well, that's, you know, I can't keep doing that. That made me very upset.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like little Wilt Chamberlain going to town on my Sonic doll. I'm sorry.
Just,
ooh boy, wait a second.
Like just sensuously going down on him.
Like, well, you know, Wilt gives and receives. Like it's
I imagine so.
Yeah, I imagine that he was a very yeah, was. He passed away. He passed away a long time ago. Was a very generous.
Hey, Stretch. Let's do a little flicker.
A little flicker.
I like a little flicker too.
Yeah. No.
What do hedgehogs have instead of genitals?
I assume that most creatures have anuses, so there's some joke about a ring there too.
Oh sure. Well, we made that joke. Like you say that like there might be some kind of joke, but that's in the Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh.
So watch out for fireballs. There's a thing about visiting rings.
Oh man. So.
But like what they have to have some kind of genital thing. I was just trying to imagine what Wilt Chamberlain might do to such a cornucopia of porn utopia.
Yeah, so I just did a Google search for Wilt Chamberlain Sonic / fic, nothing.
Ah, dang.
Let's go to images. Let's
see what hedgehog.dick does. Who are you, Cole?
My name is Cole Ross.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
What's the show, Gary?
This is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yes, why are you doing this to us?
This is we did a lot of digression, but it's not like there's not a lot to talk about in this game. Like there's a lot. My jaw was on the floor during this game. Like, this is shocking.
Is it?
This is a shocking video game. I kind of thought so. Like it is like excruciating and weird.
Okay, so it was 10 minutes ago when we announced what game it is. But this is Barney's hide and seek game.
Yes,
which is again that Eastern Bloc description of a product that I so love for the Sega Genesis, and this was recommended / foisted on us by two folks by two people by let me look here Sam Bear, you know, run on the table, and also the one that rhymes with runt.
Okay,
I don't know who the one that rhymes with runt is, but that is the person.
Yeah, so I didn't know about this game, and checked it out. the Wikipedia. So then I went to the Wikipedia before I got a chance to play it because I had some house guests in town. So I didn't have access to my PC and I was trying to do some research ahead of time. And the Wikipedia tells you, you know, what you do, the basic gameplay. The bottom of it is one of my favorite Wikipedia sentences, though.
Wikipedia.txt, here we go.
Where it says, reception. The game has mixed reviews based on the game. so there we go. Allgame gave the game 4 out of 5, period. The objective was simple, period. End of section. good job.
It's still technically a sentence.
The game has mixed reviews based on the game.
Yep. Based on its merits, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Based on whether it's got game. But then I actually played it.
Gary, if Cormac McCarthy wrote that, you would be just over the moon. I'd
probably be pretty into it. Yeah, this Raymond Carver.
Yeah. Cormac McCarthy's Barney.
Yeah. Rewrites Barney Wikipedia entries.
Yeah.
What is this game? What genre would you call this?
Kids, right? And yeah. this is like Punching a Clown, not Buffo, right? But
yeah, no.
You know,
don't do that.
He'll rip your head clean off.
Pull back a skeleton hand.
But it's like, yeah, you see, like, you can't take this down any lower than it is. Like, this is basically an interactive screensaver for kids, right?
Yeah, there are win conditions. There aren't lose conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it's all like a context. So like you're Barney, you're walking around and you have to get 5 friends and 5 gifts.
Yeah, like, we're just walking away. I better walk next door.
Yeah, if you have the patience to walk to the edge of the screen, you win no matter what.
Right.
To get the true ending, though, you have to get all of the you have to get 20.
Yeah, where Barney takes off his costume and he's Solaire.
Yeah, and he's staring at the camera and says, "I looked into the face of God and he was crying." and then just credits. Creepypasta.txt.
I stormed into the throne room of God and found it empty. Like, yep. Yeah. No,
I found the spot of black and the blue of the eye of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I could never unsee it.
Yeah, so I can't imagine anybody doesn't know who Barney is, even though he hasn't been a thing or relevant since the early 90s.
Well, you think that, but you can actually go to barney.com/USA or barney.com and then navigate around there because he does still have a website that tells, you know, parents how to deal with Barney and teach him about his kids. It's got games. It's got PDFs of coloring things to download. there's even an online version of Barney's Hide and Seek.
Ooh.
Like, if you go to Barney.com, it's not the same game, /USA/hideandseek.html. It looks like you get a loading message forever because this website may or may not be current. but there are parts of it that are current, though.
Yeah.
He's still around somehow. It tells you to watch all of his episodes on Netflix.
Oh, that makes sense. I think I've seen that because on the kids' Netflix over at family.
One of the games on this is called Playing with the Dino Band.
Oh, wow.
I dig that. I wish it worked. Like, Barney is undeniably the worst thing that is a dinosaur, right?
cut that shit out.
World of imagination. Welcome to Barney's world. Super D duper.
I don't know why he keeps doing it. I was trying to stop.
It's in there now. Barney has found a home. Barney's seed has found purchase in your cyber guts.
In my screen. Everything was Barney. But like I always forget that he's a dinosaur.
I can't think of a shittier dinosaur than him. Like, I'm not a big fan of the Land Before Time series, but that's, you know.
But even then,
again, it's all kid stuff.
Or like, a Denver the Last Dinosaur, or any of the kids dinosaur things that ostensibly could be lamer than this, are not lamer than this. Like, he is the worst thing about dinosaurs.
He makes all dinosaurs worse for having existed. And the things that make Barney terrible are just all over this game. Like the saccharine kind of nature of it. You talk about how if you have the patience to walk to the side of the screen, you'll win. That's not exactly the case. Even if you just sit still for a second, Barney will start walking on his own and will just comment on whatever he walks by. Like,
I did not know
that's a butterfly.
Well, he does that when you walk by him on purpose.
Oh, no, but it's like he's taking
anyway, some fucking Kirby's Air Ride shit.
He's taking a tour. We've been taken to task for taking a shit on Kirby's Air Ride. People, the anime defenders are not happy with us.
Why? It's not like I didn't play it. That's a pretty rough game, guys. Also, when you say you don't have to control it to win, it's not an exaggeration. Like, it plays itself.
So if you just don't touch anything, Barney walks on his own and comments on stuff in what has to be like worse voice sampling than the Wayne's World game on NES.
It's just, really all the sampling is really bad because there's musical instruments and stuff that show up later
in music land, but you only have one button. It's context sensitive, and when you're not near anything, he just kind of blows a kiss.
Yeah, he blows random kisses just towards nothing. And sometimes those kisses have powers. Like, sometimes they will help out an animal friend or something like that. Mm-hmm. My favorite that I did three levels of this shit, and it's so slow, and, like, it was really bad. But, like, my favorite thing is when there are raccoons. Because a raccoon is sitting next to garbage, and then there's an anthropomorphic piece of garbage, an anthropomorphic trash can. And you blow a kiss at the raccoon, who then puts the trash in the trash can.
Picks it up.
And then everyone's real happy. Like,
yep.
What is that supposed to? What did that teach me? So,
well, no. If you kiss a raccoon, it'll do your chores.
Yeah. I hear I've been doing it for free.
They're just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. Making out like a bandit. And then he puts on his cool little eye.
Yep. He puts on his head skin because it was off before.
His little face fur.
Yeah. This teaches you to go around and in case these things, and you're looking for kids who are just shit at hiding. I mean, like, a kid is bad at most things, art, expression, talking. These kids are terrible. They're very much in the object permanence failure kind of thing, where they think because their eyes are hidden, all of them is.
Oftentimes their eyes aren't hidden.
Yeah.
Too. Like, they're just kind of, and there are a lot of them are behind boulders and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you find them, and then they're just real happy, and then they float towards you and stick to your belly for a second, and you hug them, and then that's it.
and then they don't even run off; they disappear, right?
Yeah.
So
it's very weird that and then Barney says, "I love you," to them, which like
forever
ever. Like having this big like monster on TV that just like loves your kids. Like, I'm not gonna go into. You know, like kids these days thing, but it is weird to just have this thing that just loves you. Yeah. And he says, remember, I love you in the same cadence that Pit-Pat does on Mr. Show, where Mr. Pit-Pat, the magical pansexual spokes thing, says, take it from me. I love you. Whenever anything happens, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. No, just this thing that like bright colors and unconditional love.
Yeah.
Is all Barney is.
Well, check this out. I had some conflict doing some research on Barney because I don't like Barney, obviously. And I was looking at Wikipedia about Barney, and in the section about criticism, this sounds like some like millennials these days with their consolation prize shit.
I'm going to give back my kid's participation trophy.
Yeah, that's what it says. It's like it's criticized for lack of educational value and being repetitive. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Check
this out. This one thing that got sourced. The show and its content is often cited for as a contributing factor to the perceived sense of entitlement in the millennial generation. One specific criticism is his shows do not assist children in learning to deal with negative feelings and emotions. As one commentator puts it, the real danger from Barney is denial, the refusal to recognize the existence of unpleasant realities. For along his steady diet of giggles and unconditional love, Barney offers our children a one-dimensional world where everyone must be happy and everything must be resolved right away.
That's and kids' television.
No shit. like, I can't believe somebody was like, that's the reason why millennials are entitled is because of Barney.
Yep.
Fuck you. Yeah. It's from a Forbes magazine article. Stephen Burgless, entrepreneurship, parentheses, or lack thereof, in millennials. Fuck
no,
you.
Like we have to be entrepreneurial because nobody will give us a fucking job.
Yeah, you know, fuck you.
God damn it. That
fuck
makes
you,
me
Stephen Burgless.
Ugh. Yeah, and like I know that I was goofing earlier about how kids are terrible at things just to be a crank. I don't actually believe it. I was like, just whatever. Who's gonna pick on a kid? That's fucking crazy. Like back in my day, we had I don't know, like Rankin Bass specials, which had an underlying air of melancholy, but like, I don't like that. Like, what's he want them to do?
I like that things have moved from like kind of sad and dark to just cheerful to now like absurdist in this stuff. Like we talked enough about like our feelings on children's entertainment on this show and others. Like, I don't feel like we need to, you know, keep going over that, but like, the idea of like the show that is literally like Teletubbies level, like this is for babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is for kids who cannot conceptualize if you're introducing these, like, moral gray areas. Like, it is, like, you said, a shape. Like, it's essentially, he's just a shape who talks.
He's a minion.
Yeah, exactly. He's, like, a minion, but without, like, the poop humor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the end of the song in Barney is about picking up after yourself. Yeah. Like, it's literally, like, that's the level of lesson we're learning here, is that, like, it's fun to clean things.
Mm-hmm.
Which that explains millennials like yourself. But the
so I was too old for Barney.
Yeah, no, I know. I assumed so.
Yeah,
this would be a very different episode if like this was your jam. But nobody like defends Barney. Like nobody's wearing like cool ironic Barney tees.
Yeah, I remember like what was it like killbarney.com or something like that. Like in the early days of the internet.
There's a section on the Wikipedia for anti-Barney humor.
Yeah, I'm looking at this now, and like this just seems. Yeah.
And Barney versus Barkley, which obviously we enjoy. That was a skit, Saturday Night Live skit about Barkley fighting a giant Barney in a one-on-one hoop matchup.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
That's like right. That's half our script for our like Battle of the Champions Abject Suffering finale. Like, we just use clips from that whenever we have to cut away to Barney and Barkley fighting.
We've never done Barkley Shut Up and Jam though.
Oh no, but we've talked about
yes, you know? I suppose we have. Yeah. Our affinity for basketball and your infatuation with adopting a basketball player as a father figure wilt.
Exactly. It's very similar, like our just pro basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, you know, Barkley is not, he's no Shaq, but he is like, we'll do Shut Up and Jam eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, he'll join the pantheon of like actually pretty good, crazy, you know, SNES games starring basketball players.
The great battle in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this. I don't know. It like, huh. So like my kids and like there might be something because like I'm thinking about what my kids' entertainment was when I was little. And like, it was noted masturbator Paul Rubens and former Vietnam Marine, Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
And so like I guess maybe this is the halcyon days before we gave everybody trophies. I don't know.
I remember even when I was young, I guess I'm a millennial, so I remember this, but it wasn't because of Barney. Like I didn't have Barney, but I was told all the time that I was great, you know, when I was young, and I just figured it out. Like all millennials did. Like it didn't need to, you know, I don't feel like the message was that different. Like when I was watching, you know, Zoobly Zoo and shit, the message was still like kids are beautiful and great.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the message of children's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like this guy's out of his mind, but he's a Forbes, like it's a Forbes editorial. Like, imagine a cesspool.
Picture. Picture if you will.
Yeah. It's fucking gross.
Mm.
But I remember the Barney hate being around because I lived through Barney, obviously. I'm here today, but like I just, even then I remember just being like, who gives a shit? Like it's a kids show.
Yeah.
Like then, you would have like people would draw, like in high school people used to draw like dead Barneys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what are you wasting your energy on? Like, like even if you're just gonna draw a dead dinosaur, there's 1,000 cooler ways to do it.
Oh yeah.
Like just like I can get behind a drawing of a dead dinosaur, like cool skulls. Like I love dinosaurs. I don't want them to be dead.
No.
I find that Jurassic Park shooting game in the arcade to be like mildly upsetting. You just end up killing a bunch of brontosaurus, like peaceful brontosauruses for no reason.
Yep. Is that the one that has the fuck curtain?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's the one where I impregnated several of my girlfriends.
Yeah, it's the one that is literally made of used condoms by now. Every cat in the world.
Bus. Yeah. Like, choo choo. Hop on board.
But
all aboard to me clumsily fumbling around your genitals, not knowing what I'm doing.
Talk about going for a flick.
Yeah. like, but what's this thing? I didn't I never actually fingered anybody in an arcade.
No.
That was a little bit of a world of the imagination, imagining a situation that happened to other dudes.
Yep.
Not myself.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer, I never actually fingered anybody in an arcade.
Do we have to remind people that this is a comedy show?
Yeah, I probably not.
Okay. But yeah, this is so it's called hide and seek, and you're looking not just for kids, you're looking for gifts. And this is a little bit like if they had Barney voice a GPS or like provide samples for Dr. Sabatso. Because he just calls out everything that he sees, and he'll even give like rudimentary instructions about like, oh, I can go up there.
Yeah. Yeah. A really, really bad sample rate.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. It's really like audio wise unpleasant. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help that like all the music in Barney was like public domain.
And music. The Wikipedia page lists a composer.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Like it's just Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yep.
But yeah, like it. I mean, I guess that does have a composer, but that's not who this is.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like listing a composer, like in 1993, listing a composer for the game being John Philip Sousa.
Yeah, exactly. And this fucking show, like, aimed at children 1 to 8. 8-year-old is way too, no 8-year-old's watching Barney, right?
Oh, no.
So this millennial guy is saying that kids when they're 1, they shouldn't be told this. Like, they need to be exposed to more harsh realities when they're fucking 1.
These parents just putting the bottle right into their kid's hand, sometimes even holding it up for them. You know what I do? I take the bottle and I put it outside the crib. Make them watch.
Yeah, make Ayn them Rand. Milk the cow. Make them suck on the teat.
Yep.
Like they're gonna suck on the welfare teat.
Hey, you know, if they don't suck on the teat now, they're gonna be sucking at the teat later.
Yep.
Mm.
Is a man not entitled to
to the milk of his teat?
Yeah, to the milk of his nip. One of the things, so the game facts of this is just full. This is an infamously bad game, so it's full of amateur comedians and stuff. I found the saddest game facts message board thing.
Oh, I didn't even so look because I figured it would just be poison.
Because the reviews, like, we found funnier reviews and we found funnier facts or sadder ones. This is the saddest message board post I found, though. Barney is hide and seek. Okay, this was posted 1 month ago. Okay, 1 month ago.
Holy shit! In 2015.
2015, new any percent speed run world record. This is not 100%, 100% all run. I'd love to see, but I dare any of you to produce a faster any percent run of this.
I dare you. Oh man, this guy's confident. He's laid down the gauntlet.
Four weeks ago. So when you actually look at the dates, so less than a month ago, but around a month, same post, same guy. Have any of you beaten this record yet? That's it. That's it for the thing.
I'm still working on 100%.
Yeah, I'm still working on 100%. That's sad. Like, to go to the Barney's Game Facts thing and be like, and he's done a bunch of like speedrun videos on here, but nobody's challenging him. Like, he's talking about, you know, hey, any of you motherfuckers can beat this Barney's hide and seek speedrun, and nobody cares. Like, nobody will do it.
Talk about howling into the void.
Yeah, it's really depressing.
Well, so you saw his username, right?
Yeah, which is banned for Barney, which is another sad short story.
Hey guys, wouldn't it be like, what do you think Barney smells like? I mean, just for laughs, right?
Yeah, he's a dinosaur, basically birds, right? So you think he's got like dong or what? I mean, just for fun. Lol. What do you think he's like in the sack, lol?
I don't know. Just mid-sentence preemptive lulls.
Yes.
So I tried to look for a Crick-esque surprise in this,
because, the making of the game. Yeah
and so the on the Wikipedia page there are a whole bunch of like actual names, and that's usually where you go. Unfortunately, it's not very that wasn't very productive, right? There's one guy, the programmer for this, I believe his name is Michael DiMambro.
Okay.
Which sounds like a fake name, but do you want to take a guess at what other game he was a programmer on?
It's not DiMambro, which is all DiMambro.
Yeah,
with an M. I like DiMambro.
Yeah,
like, that's really good.
Yeah.
No, I do not have another game we've done for the show.
No, Darkseed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So the game that opens up with an H.R. Giger kind of like drawing of a man having his head vagina invaded by a xenomorph.
Yeah.
Has something in common with a game where you kiss a raccoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it pick up Crash.
Yeah. And to pick up copies of Crash by David Cronenberg. Yeah. That's not a Cronenberg movie, I don't think.
Crash now.
No. But there is a dark read on this though too, because I mean those kids are hiding from Barney and he's finding them.
It's like the dark mirror to Moonwalker. You know, this is the Moonwalker is the subtext of this game. The developers of this did a bunch of legit games.
Which is kind of weird. Name one.
Oh, I mean, I guess not a bunch of legit games. They made a couple legit games. Like they did
games that we know
Magic
about.
The Gathering Battle Mage,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of fun.
They did what is it, Bug and Bug 2 on the Sega Saturn.
They did something Skulljaeger.
Oh yeah, that's
for the Westikins.
that's one of the games in Abject Suffrage.
Yeah, yep, looking forward to that. But then they did the Captain America and the Avengers Super Nintendo port, which I have a lot of affection for.
Yeah.
So they did some things that are good. They have a really boring name, which is Real Time Associates.
Yep.
Which I like a lot.
And they have one of the most like early to mid 90s logos.
Yeah, look, it's like a Mrs. Frizz-esque like art teacher
yep.
thing.
Yep. And it's like, but even then it's hard to make fun of this developer because even though they've made, you know, a lot of, you know, D and C tier stuff, they also are like, they were also involved with, a game called Remission, which is a free game series, that is used in hospitals, specifically in, juvenile oncology wards to help kids understand cancer and cancer treatment by way of having them play a third person shooter, which I can't imagine it's a good game, but that's fucking badass.
Yeah, that's nice. I wonder if it's how it compares to other like Captain Novalands and the like.
It's like there's like legit research behind it.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Yeah, like the what is it? Hope Lab did this, and then there was a study that was done. It doesn't say by who, but it actually like improved like comprehension of cancer treatment and like antibiotic plans among kids. And it's kind of designed around like, you know, psychological ramifications of like, you know, having cancer when you're a kid. Which
I can dig that.
Like that's fucking God's work.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's nice of them.
Yeah.
That makes up for Dick Tracy for the Game Boy, but not Ren and Stimpy and Quest of the Shaven Yak for Game Gear.
Ugh.
Isn't it the Loom port on TurboGrafx-16?
Yep.
What a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know there was a TurboGrafx-16 Loom.
Neither did I.
Oh. We all learned a lot of things today.
I know, right? Oh, they were also a very prolific developer for the Sega Pico, which I'm curious as to if that is emulatable. I don't want to do a whole bunch of kids games, but I remember playing Pico as a kid and thinking, yeah, this is bullshit.
So you don't want to do it, but also here's another reason not to do it.
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah. But I just wonder, wait a minute, what is this game? Out of Gas for the game? What? For some reason, this feels familiar. Oh no, it's like an Asteroids clone for Asteroids clone for Game Boy.
Bummer.
Huh.
Yeah, Barney though, man.
Barney.
Yeah, it is. I feel like we don't get this kind of cultural juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now. Oh shit! Before I go into that tangent, let's not go into that tangent. Let's do this other thing instead. That was going to be this real serious rumination. Let's instead talk about littlebigclubvacation.com. Did any of your wiki things bring you here or your research?
No.
This is a family resort where you can go and hang. You do resort things, but you hang out with anthropomorphic Bob the Builder, Barney, Thomas the Tank Engine, and that ballerina mouse. And they're gigantic, like people in costumes just wander around this family resort in Cancun. And it's called the Little Big Club.
That that sounds like it's like maybe 2 years away from being the premise for the Prisoner spinoff or reboot.
it's It's pretty special. Like, let's see what kind of characters we got going on here and check them out.
You said that ballerina mouse, like it's something I should know about.
Her name is, I've seen her before. It's Angelina Ballerina. And she is a mouse who is a ballerina.
Wait a minute. I need to go back to this because I need to go back to the characters. What is Thomas? No, Thomas is just plopped down in front of
I can't move.
No, he's got ghost tracks underneath them.
I have no move mouth and I can't scream.
I have no tracks and I can't move. Thomas is a doom train.
Yeah. At the Thomas and Friends Activity Depot. where are you doing? I'm heading down to the Activity Depot. You gotta see my buddy Thomas.
The AD for short.
Yeah. I love a bland name, man. The Activity Depot.
I'm telling you.
Requisition some fun at the Activity Depot.
It's that Eastern Block thing. Right?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Interactive activities for Barney. Let me see here. Sing along. Ooh, Spanish time. Gary, do you want to do Spanish time with Barney?
Barney El Grande. Kids en Benito.
Yeah. Yeah. Uno, dos, tres. Learning Spanish is fun with Barney flashcards. No, it's not.
Yeah, no.
Learn Barney's I Love You song in Spanish, and you can sing with Barney en Español in the Little Big Club live on stage.
I just clicked a little thing that shows them all on stage, which is, I think, is the thing you saw with the ghost tracks. I didn't have this before. I guess I never really heard Thomas the Tank Engine's voice. I like how the ballerina mouse is the guitar player.
Yeah?
Yeah, I dig it.
Well,
they're like the White Stripes. There's just a guitarist and a drummer. there's no other instruments.
I'm just picturing like a Jack White Thomas the Tank Engine.
Like it just was... Hello there. Barney's voice is really different than it used to be.
Oh, it has to be a different actor.
Yeah, like, check this out. I'm going to try to make it loud enough to show up on the mic.
Hello there.
That's Barney now.
They got an intern. Like, he's supposed to sound dopier.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Wait a second. I just did a Google search for Jack White the Tank Engine, and I got nothing.
Ah, dang. Google's failing us.
I know. I got coming up short twice. Huh. So where's this thing at? Oh, it's in
Cancun.
Cancun, Punta Cana, and Riviera Maya. So
let's start a Kickstarter and do a live Abject Suffering from the Little Big Club stage show. And like, excuse me, gentlemen, or where are your children? And
children. let me tell you about a man named Wilt Chamberlain.
Children. Where are the single moms at? We're a couple of Wilts and we're looking to still.
Oh, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not playing the guitar, she's playing the bass. This is like a Pixies kind of thing.
Yeah, it is, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a lightning bolt. Because the other drummer is Thomas, and he just like chugs his I guess he just makes sounds that come out of his forehead.
playing his forehead whistle?
Yeah, just grunting until air comes out of his soft spot in his skull.
Huh. Is there anything else we need to say about this game, Gary?
No, I don't think so. It is really weird though.
Yeah.
Like all the little activities you can do and the voice samples and stuff are very weird. The way Barney moves is really weird.
Yeah.
The way he's all slidey and slick. And sometimes you'll run into something that just makes him do this little like pivot.
Mm-hmm.
He just turns around. It's not really like a move. It's very strange.
Yeah. I'm still fond of the interpretation of this being like the Dark Mirror to Moonwalker.
It is very similar to that. Like you're already collecting kids. It's just optional, whereas Michael Jackson needs. Yeah.
You can run, but you can't hide.
That's a smoochie.
I hated that movie.
I've never seen it, but it is.
It's not very good.
Related. I believe it. Yeah. It's weird. It's a Bobcat Goldthwait movie, and he's done movies that are good.
Yeah, Shakes the Clown.
But I believe that is not. I believe you when you say that is a bad movie.
Yeah.
Huh. Anywho, what are we doing next time?
Well, next time we're going to be doing a game called Quest 64.
I'm really excited about that. I've never actually played that.
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
That's what I've heard.
It's the only game that I returned on a rental.
That's low.
I made my stepdad drive me back to the store.
Yeah, that sounds really rough.
That speaks worse about me than it does about the game. Like,
no, Dad, this game's stupid.
Yeah, but yeah, Quest 64, and a bunch of people requested that. Gary, there's also some cool stuff happening with the show.
It's more like Request 64.
Ooh. Oh, and that also coincides with the Paper Mario episode too. So let us look at the disparity between the two RPGs that are available on the N64.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is cool stuff that's happening on the network?
Well, so we recorded the last batch of episodes before we did the revamp to the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
tell me about the Patreon revamp.
Okay. So, like, the changes we made are very abject-suffering oriented. What would you say, Gary? Gary, what would you...
I know about all the stuff, but I will... I'd say I already know.
Okay, cool. No, but... so you can get an extra episode of the show a month by backing at $6 or more. Not only that, but you get to partake in Abject Suffrage, which is named by Phil Holmes. He made a goof about it on Twitter, and it was immediately turned into a thing. So thank you, Phil. Where you can vote on some of our most popular games to be made into a premium episode of the show that goes out to backers and then later goes on a store.
Yeah, it'll be fun, and you get it. So it's an extra one to do, and like this is the show we can do it with because it's fun and easy.
Yep.
Yeah, and also at a certain level, you can have a chance to have just pick a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just literally a straight line.
Yeah, you just say do this, and if it's emulatable, we'll do it.
Yeah. You may need to give us like two if it's going to be a weirdo kind of one, like a Neo Geo or something like that.
Yeah.
It would be very good if you could also provide a way for us to play it, because as far as I know, it's like those things are kind of hard to get a hold of. But if you know a way to do it, then obviously we're going to do it. But we may need to get a second choice on that. And that is that is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's just the reality of emulation. But, you know, there's a lot of things are emulatable at this point. Yeah, so that's one thing you can do. There's also a lot of things that are not abject suffering related that are nice things. So specifically for $2, which is a pittance, you get to vote in most polls. Mm-hmm. Do you get to vote in the abject suffrage one as well?
No, that is $6.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep.
But you can vote in our Watch Out Fireballs polls. Mm-hmm. And then... for $2, you get access to our Slack channel,
yep,
which is a fun chat room, and that has been fun.
Yeah, go in there and debate the merits of accepting the dark gift.
Yeah, dark gift is big, and there's an emote for that. I'm glad dark gift and the extraordinary Draculas is taken off.
Yeah.
So, I you know what's funny is that, and I don't begrudge the Slack for this, but that our show, like, I don't think this is a hotbed of it. But even our shows and our network can't avoid anime chat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just pop into Slack and it's just like a bunch of people talking about anime.
Gary,
what happened?
Don't you know we can't talk about anime anymore?
So we have to get these people to talk about it for us.
Yep.
It's just a version therapy. Like, we're just get to hang out and just get exposed to anime without actually having to watch it.
Yeah.
There's that. So those are all the things you should head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
I am running a Kickstarter through mid to late September for a Worlds of Power parody book based on Dark Souls called Souls of Darkness. Nick Daniel from Latchkey Kingdom is doing the art. It is very fun and funny. And I think that people who like this show will like it. You like jokes that I make. I make jokes in this book. So I think that you will like it. I started off doing it. I did a draft, or not a full draft, but a few chapters of just a straight parody.
Mm-hmm.
And then remembered, like, oh, the Worlds of Power books are among the worst books I've ever read. Like, I don't want to just make another bad book. So I made it funnier. And not to say, like, you could pick it up and just be like, this isn't funny, which would be fine. But it is attempted to be funny. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you can search for that on Kickstarter, or we made a handy redirect link that is duckfeed.tv/soulsofdarkness.
Indeed. And I would really appreciate your support. Even if you just like, even if you're not into Dark Souls, I think you'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps me out.
Yeah.
So, and it lets me do this cool thing. Like, I want to put this book out, and I've got all these cool ideas for stretch goals, which involve a lot of, cool ephemera from this alternate universe world where Dark Souls was a Nintendo game. So
Yeah. Nice. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's probably about it.
Just about. The Facebook group is still active. That is still a thing. That's facebook.com/adbecksuffering. And we would greatly enjoy iTunes ratings and reviews. It's been a while. Been a little while since we've gotten one.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And let's sing some subs.
What's it? It's business time.
I don't think it's business. That's different.
No, what is it? Let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Okay, there we go. Let's get busy.
Business. Yeah.